When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:35 here on The Invasion.
Every time, every single time I hear that, it's the greatest.
It's awesome. It's Donovan Lewis. It's Matt McLaren. Almost lunchtime here with The Invasion. We're going to lunch with the stars, see if we can figure out how they get this thing done tonight against Edmonton. But right now, as you just heard, it is time for our weekly musical staple. Boy, music.
Overwhelming support from last week's segment that we wanted to bring it back because I did not play everything I had on my list. And then, of course, I got suggestions from everyone else, all the great P1s who listened and really enjoyed the segment. So we talked last week because I was in the car. I can't remember what's... Oh, it was Al Green. It was Al Green who had a cover of I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yes, that's right.
And I thought, okay, that's the Beatles. He covered the Beatles and just those songs across genres that really... really interests me. And so I have about five of them I can play here. So let's go get through this list. And I love the suggestions. If you want to tweet at me at Great Donovan, please do. And we will continue this because there are so many to choose from. So, Jay, I asked you to pull up Just My Imagination from The Temptations, right? Could you play that one for me, please? Don't know how familiar you are with The Temptations. That's probably one of my favorite miniseries that they play on television. It's like two parts, and every time it comes on, my aunt will text me, hey, The Temptations on VH1. Hey, The Temptations is on MTV. So we do that to each other. And, of course, they grew up with this group. This is The Temptations, Just My Imagination. Crank it up.
I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to just my imagination.
Now, this and My Girl gotta be their biggest songs, right?
Everybody knows this. And I did not know that the Rolling Stones did Just My Imagination. No clue until I started doing this. Okay, I didn't know they had a version of it, so let's check out the Rolling Stones. I have this one, Jay. The Rolling Stones with Just My Imagination on the laptop. Oh, plug that in. There we go. That's the Rolling Stones with Just My Imagination and The Temptations. All right, Jay, if you could play for me, Sir Mix-a-Lot and Baby Got Back.
My God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total... Okay, I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in-
in your face, you get sprung.
Probably one of the go-to karaoke songs for a lot of people.
Everybody knows this.
Everyone knows Baby Got Back. Well, let's go with Jonathan Colton. I don't know if you've heard this before, but he has a different spin on Baby Got Back. So let's check out Jonathan Colton. I'm sorry?
Two first names.
Yes. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't. All right. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. You wanna pull up to me. You notice that butt was stuck deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh, babe, I wanna get with you. Take your pretty picture. What a trip.
Sounds like this is like off of the Scrubs soundtrack or something.
Oh, I could definitely see that, yeah.
The Scrubs did Hey Ya. That's the cover.
It's just so drastically different. It's trippy. That's wild. I kind of want to get to the close to the hook because it's really funny when you hear it. Got it going like a turbo vet. Tired of magazines. Saying black butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She got a pack much back. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it. Shake that healthy butt. It sounds like some sort of a like a Christian band that you see at church.
Like, are you guys playing that? I don't know.
Yeah, so apparently that's a guy who is known as Joko. He's an American folk comedy singer-songwriter known for his songs about geek culture.
Well, he covered Baby Got Back in a very totally different genre.
That was and really...
That one's in my playlist. Like, every time it comes up, like, okay, a little different spin. I kind of enjoy that. All right, this one is probably way more popular. I'm trying to remember when the first time I heard the cover of this, but let's go with the original. This is I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor. The disco era, baby. Disco in the house.
Some really good songs in the disco era.
Yeah. And I can now tell you and remember exactly where I heard this the first time I heard this different version of I Will Survive. It was a summer bash. And Dan McDowell did the version of this that I'd never heard before. And I was like, who is this? Like, I've never heard it quite played like this. And of course, this is Cake. And this is I Will Survive. Well, let's not get the ad. That's ridiculous.
What was the ad for?
I don't know. I guess I did not edit that correctly.
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong. I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face.
I should have. Yeah, I have this on my playlist.
Very cool.
Yeah. I like Cake.
I love Cake.
They got some good stuff.
And they'll do a cover on you, too.
Yeah, this one is great. This is probably, no disrespect to Gloria Gaynor, I probably would prefer this one.
Yeah, Gloria.
Than the cover, than the original. Although the...
Hey, Boston, Matt.
The original is great.
Kind of Boston-y.
All right,
Gloria.
Jay, hit me with Boys in the Hood, NWA.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house and grabbed my clip with the Mac 10 on the side of my hip.
outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side.
Okay, so this one was probably sent to me the most after I did the segment. And I had it on my list. I just didn't get to it. As a matter of fact, Matt said he mentioned it when we were going to do the segment. Yeah, man, when I heard this version, I thought it was the original. I didn't know NWA did it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Now, again, so this song.
Did you listen to the lyrics when. Like,
yeah, I mean, how do I have any understanding of what that is? Because Dynamite Hack, which you're about to play, is a band. They're from Austin. And this came out when I was in college in 2000 or 2001 or something like that. And it was, I mean, everywhere. Like, I heard this song a gazillion times. I had no idea that this was a different version than something else.
I've never heard this until I did this segment.
He says the bad word.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think I got it. I think I have edited it. I think.
Hope so.
Yeah.
And you thought this guy originally wrote this?
Yeah.
With that word in.
I have no idea. Is this a white person? I don't know.
It's definitely white.
No clue. Why is it definitely a white person?
Because there's a video of a definite white person who wrote the song.
I never saw the video.
But did this all.
Then I let the Alpine play. I was pumping new shit. Buying WA, it was gangster gangster at the top of the list.
I know all the lines of the song.
Went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
We got to stop right there.
That's a good idea.
Just to make sure I got all the edits. I don't see them on the screen.
I have
now.
Probably, I who knows how many times I've heard that song.
But Dynamite Hack, that was the first time I heard it when I put the list for last week.
You want to know the saddest part? I don't think I realized that NWA originally sang that song until I saw the movie Straight Outta Compton.
No.
That's interesting.
Buddy.
When they even mention it in the song, you just sing it without the lyrics? Okay.
Nothing of it?
You're like, who's NWA?
That's Dynamite Hack with Boys in the Hood. Let's go one more. And this one is a favorite song of mine. I really like this one. This is Rihanna. This is Umbrella. Did I play this one last week? I did not.
Uh-huh. Umbrella is a cover? Yeah. No, this is the original.
Yeah.
Because I've heard it so many times.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a thousand.
She sang this in the Super Bowl.
Did she sing Umbrella at halftime?
I thought so.
She may have. I don't remember.
In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back.
Yes,
with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart.
Maybe I love this track. I think this track is well done. And I heard, I don't know how true this is, but I always use this as a party fact, that this was meant for Mary J. Blige, but she turned it down. And now Rihanna sings it, and it's probably one of her biggest hits. It's like, whew, somebody's trash is someone else's treasure. And it worked out for her. Like that part, right there. All right, so that's Rihanna with Umbrella, and this is someone I've never heard of, Marie Digby. Anyone familiar? Marie Digby?
Nope.
All right, well, let's listen to Umbrella from her.
You have my heart, and we'll never be a world apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star.
And maybe it's not across genres with this one. This is just acoustic version. But Umbrella to me is funky and soulful. And this is stripped down, but I think it still sounds pretty good.
Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Took an oath, I'ma stick it out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella,
I'm a sucker for the acoustic sound.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And just hearing that, I think it's just stripped down, but I think it sounds pretty good. All right, that's board music for this week. Keep them coming. If you have any suggestions as far as covers and across different genres, we definitely will do this again.